Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of May 13th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, during the night of May 4th, Mills County had rain that measured from 6 to 12 inches. We experienced serious flooding and damage throughout our county road system along with our low water crossings. The Mills County Law Enforcement Center had flood damage to their impound yard, and the courthouse had severe damage to numerous offices in our basement. Even the courthouse elevator had up to 5 feet of water in the elevator shaft. On the morning of May 6, 2024, I issued a declaration of disaster for Mills County with the hopes of Mills County receiving state funding for our losses due to the flood. These losses will be in the millions of dollars. I have been in contact with several state agencies for the last week and will continue to do everything I can to procure help for Mills County. Mills County has approximately 445 miles of county roads. Nearly all of our county roads suffered some type of damage during the flood. During the last week, numerous roads have been closed. Other roads are still passable but are extremely rough. Our commissioners are working as fast as possible to restore all our county roads back to normal. But due to the severity of this flood, this process will take many, many months. Since the flooding, I've been working with numerous insurance adjusters, representatives from TAC, that's the Texas Association of Counties, a construction and restoration company with up to 10 or 12 employees drying and disinfecting out the courthouse basement, and an elevator repair company. Our county has excellent insurance through TAC that will cover us for much of the damage related to our building. We're also working with the Texas Department of Emergency Management, who are surveying all the damage throughout the county. Spreadsheets are being compiled documenting all the damage throughout the county, which will be turned in to the respective companies or agencies in the near future. There are several options that our Commissioner's Court will be looking into construction-wise to lessen the severity of future floods to the courthouse and to the Mills County Law Enforcement impound yard. These options will be discussed in our upcoming Commissioner's Court meetings for the next several months and weeks. This week, I will be compiling and sending a letter to Governor Abbott requesting help for Mills County. Our resources are limited to handle the magnitude of flooding that we experienced. I will continue to keep all the citizens of Mills County informed of any future developments regarding the flood. And that is all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.